This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Today brought a rarity in politics, a bipartisan event favoring immigration reform. Two members of Congress, a Democrat and a Republican, spoke out for what's been dubbed dream legislation. Here's an explanation of why two typical opponents came together in downtown Dallas. The idea is to help young, undocumented immigrants now here legally under DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. President Obama established it in 2012. President Trump has promised to kill it by March. If Congress doesn't step in, 800,000 immigrants could be deported. Congressman Joe Barton of Ennis thinks that's wrong. He's the lone Texas Republican backing dream legislation for two reasons.
They've been educated here. They've grown up here. They are Americans, except they're not U.S. citizens because their parents came here without permission when they were minor children. They don't have a home country to go home to. They're already home. And then the second reason is it's just the right thing to do. It's the fair thing to do.
Business leaders say it makes sense, too. Dollars and cents. Bill Lucia runs HMS, a financial company for healthcare providers.
97% are employed, in school or both. 5% started their own businesses compared to 3% for the general public. To lose these hardworking and motivated people would truly be an economic loss.
Lucia's own family came from Italy. He says immigrants have always helped weave a strong social fabric. Juan Carlos Cerda is a DACA recipient who came here from Mexico when he was 7.
DACA gave me the chance to complete my studies at Yale. When I graduated, I returned to Dallas to teach kindergarten and coach girls soccer. I loved teaching. I loved helping families, and I loved making Dallas a better place.
Can you just imagine of us turning young people away like this young man?
Dallas Democrat Eddie Bernice Johnson helped write comprehensive immigration reform legislation that would extend DACA another 8 years. Joe Barton's Republican version includes a 5-year extension, then offers another 5 for DACA recipients to earn citizenship. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.